Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'll be your host today. What I want to do in today's video is discuss dealing with competition in network marketing. I want to share my thoughts on this subject, educate you so you can be successful in your business. So our industry has been around between 60 and 70 years right now. Back in the day when the industry first came out, we didn't have social media. There was no internet. There was a good selection of networking companies, not as many as there are today, but consumers had fewer choices. The only way they would learn about a business is if there was a newspaper ad or someone approached them. Here, people have the world at the fingertips with their smartphones, with Google. They can research any company. They have so many choices, and that's great for consumers. And that's my first talking point here, is that competition is a good thing in this industry, especially for the consumers. We all want to have choices. Competition forces companies to give better deals to consumers. Otherwise, consumers won't do business with them. Another good thing about competition is that it helps build brand visibility. I'll give you an example. I'm in a company that's growing really fast. It sounds as if everybody has already heard about it, but that's a good thing because it gives people visibility about our company. They just need to find the right person to prospect them to join. I don't recommend you ever bash the competition. Instead, what you want to do is speak highly of the competition, but educate your prospect on what makes you and your company different. So maybe your prospect is looking at two companies. Instead of saying bad things about the other company, say, you know what? Company A is a really good company. They've been around 30 years. They've got lots of great products at great prices. They have a great reputation. But here's what makes us different. We're a great company too. We have products that are a little bit more affordable. There's no auto ships. You can order whenever you want to. And it's a worldwide opportunity. It's in almost 150 countries. Now, that's an example about how to speak about your competition and how to differentiate yourself without bashing another company. It's also important to remember that people join people. They don't join businesses. You could have 100 different MLM reps in, say, Herbalife, as an example. You could have 100 distributors approach one prospect, and that prospect might say no to 99 of those people, but he says yes to one of those distributors. Why? Because people join people, not businesses. People are looking for someone they can see as a solution to their problem, someone who's a leader, someone who's serious, someone who's committed, someone who's all in for their business. So make sure you work on your skills and you become someone worth joining. This is my advice to you. Figure out what type of person you want to attract to your business. As an example, do you want to focus on stay-at-home moms? Do you want to focus on military veterans? Do you want to focus on people with network marketing experience or something else? Maybe you want to focus on coaches or personal trainers. Whatever it is or whatever group it is that you decide to do, the next thing you want to do is ask yourself, what can I do to be attractive to that group of people? When I say attractive, I don't mean in a sexual way. I mean in a business way. What can you do to be seen as a solution provider to those people? How can you position yourself so that when they talk to you, they look at you as a solution to their problems rather than just another person trying to get their business? And that's a question and answer I can't do for you. That's something you have to do on your own. What I personally decided to do for my brand is I position myself as the no BS network marketer. I focus mostly on people with network marketing experience. And the way that I attract those people into my business is I educate, I teach, and I help people. And then as a default of that, or as a result of doing that, some of those people choose to do business with me. What if my company is saturated? Well, no company is really saturated. Even the big boys like Amway, Herbalife, Nu Skin, Forever Living, Mary Kay, Avon, they still have people signing up every single day to these companies. And many of these have been around 30, 40, or 50 years. So I don't believe any company is completely saturated. Yes, maybe the general public has heard of the company. But if you're an attractive sponsor and you have the skills and the right mindset and you know what group of people you're going to focus on, I don't believe you personally have any competition. My goal for you is that you will work on your skills and you will work on your personal development and that you will pick the group of people that you want to be in your tribe. If you can do that, I do believe you can be successful in network marketing, regardless of how much competition there is. And at the end of the day, you're really not competing against anyone else. You're competing against yourself. So don't compare yourself to others. Don't worry about others. Focus on being the best sponsor that you can. Focus on figuring out who you want to attract, how you can become attractive to them. And I believe you can have huge success in this industry, whether you're with a new company or a company that's been around 40 or 50 years. I hope you got some value from today's training about dealing with competition in your network marketing business. Don't forget to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video or below this podcast. Also, if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, that will help my channel out a lot. I would really appreciate that. We do post new videos every day, so make sure you check out my other videos too. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.